大家早安。
Good morning, everybody.
我想今天和大家一起来分享一段人生的意义。
I'd like to share today, this morning, the meaning of life.
我们想好，我们人是一个很奇妙的一个族类。
I think that human beings are very interesting beings.
因为我们人生虽然不短，但是呢也不太长。
Because our life is not short, but it's not that long as well.
圣经告诉我们呢是怎么样？人的一生只有七十岁。
Bible tells us that our lifespan is 70 years old.
强壮的可以活到八十岁。
If you're stronger, you may be able to live 80 years.
今天在历史在记载的，在这个年代能够活到一百多岁的不多了。
In this world, that if we can live up to 100 years old, there are very few of them.
可是就是这样，七八十年或者不到一百年，这么短短的一段时间里头。
So in this lifespan of 70, 80, or 100 years old,
人的思想却不受这七八十年的限制。
But our thoughts cannot be limited by these years.
有人说我们这七八十年就很久了。
Someone said 70, 80 years are long enough.
可是有多少人又觉得七八十年实在太短暂？
But many of us also think that 80 and 70 years are too short.
如果我们从一个宇宙的观念来看人的生命的时候，
If you look at the man's lifespan from the universe,
我们看宇宙，我们觉得我们住的新泽西够大了。
We look at the New Jersey, we think this is big enough.
如果我们看美国也很大。
We look at America, it is big.
那地球更大。
And we look at the Earth, it is even bigger.
今天大概能够环球绕一圈的人并不太多。
Just a few of us can travel around the world.
可是今天还有人要去太空。
Now today, someone managed to go to the outer space.
当他们升到太空的时候，看地球有多大呢？
When they are at the outer space, how big is the Earth?
我们虽然没有，我们知道那个地球就像月亮差不多大。
The Earth looks like as small as the moon.
虽然我们不能上太空，如果我们坐飞机的话，飞得够高。
Even though we're not able to go to outer space, but if we take on the airplane,
我们所住的新泽西州能有多大呢？
So how big is our New Jersey?
我用这个宇宙的观念让我们看，我们实在住的范围很小。
I want to look at this whole world from the universe to tell us that how small is our living space.
那在同样，在这个宇宙的观念里头，你知道我们人生的七八十年有多短吗？
By the same token, from the universe, that our 70 years or 80 years are too short.
在宇宙的长河里头。
In this universe,
我们这七八十年就像那个照相机的闪光灯一样，闪一下就过去。
70 years, 80 years are just like the flashlight. It flashes once.
可是，在人的心里头，并不满足这七八十年。
Our heart cannot be satisfied with these 70 years or 80 years.
人一直想到一件永恒的事情。
We always think about eternity.
人一直想到一个永远的事情。
We only think about eternity.
这个永恒永远的事情不是今天你我才想到。
The thought of eternity is not limited to modern world.
在历史上有文化记载，从我们的祖先，我们中国人向来以自己悠久的文化为自豪。
From history, we know that Chinese are very proud of our historical heritage.
从历史有记载开始，人类就开始思想永恒的事情。
Start from our human history, we start to think about eternity.
圣经传道书告诉我们，神造万物看为奇好，看为美好。
In the Bible, Ecclesiastic tells us that God created all things and it looks very good.
也就是什么，他们都有其实，各按其实看为美好。一朵花开两天三天过去就过去了。
In its season, everything is beautiful.
一只狗活十几年，一只猫活十几年，过去就过去了。
It's like a flower blossoms in a season, and a dog and cat live for its lifespan.
传道书说，唯有把永远放在人的心里。
But Ecclesiastes tells us God put the eternity in our heart.
虽然我们人只能活七八十年，
Even though we can live only up to 70 years or 80 years.
但是永远永恒的心在我们的里面。
But we have this heart that longs for eternity.
虽然我们七八十年也会过去。
We know that 70 years or 80 years will pass away.
但是我们心灵里头那个永恒和永远不会过去。
But sense of eternity in our heart will stay forever.
所以我们人类历史一直在记载人寻求一颗不死永恒的东西。
So throughout history, it is recorded that human beings are looking for the eternal life.
在人类的历史上记载了多样多种方式的途径，人想寻找抓住这个永恒。
Look at the history, that we can see that people use all sorts of methods try to get eternal.
我们大家都熟悉的，在中国历史上有个君王叫秦始皇。
We know that in China, there's emperor called first emperor.
他怕死，他不愿意死。
He was afraid of death and he did not want to die.
就像我们每个人一样，不愿意死。
It's like every one of us, we don't want to die.
他就想去寻找一个长生不老的方法。
So he wants to find a way to live forever.
听说他派出人到各个岛上去找。
So he sent out his servants to all the islands to find this cure.
盼望能找到长生不老的药。
He wished to find this the drug that will enable him to live forever.
有人讲有一群人跑到一个岛上，实在找不到这药，怕回来没法跟皇帝交代，被杀掉。
So history recorded that a group of servants went to an island. But they are afraid to come back because they couldn't find it.
结果他们就留在那里。
So they stayed where they were.
听说日本就是这么形成的。
So that
where
they stay is today Japan.
但是这些传说说明人有一个不愿意死的愿望。
This tradition tells us that man has a desire not to die.
人的方法呢是要长生不老，不去死。
So man's way is try to find the eternal life. We don't want to die.
但是我们今天告诉你一个好消息。
But today we tell you a good news.
可以不死。
You don't have to die.
这就是我们在教会中在基督徒常常听的那个永生。
This is what we talk about, eternal life.
但是我们神给你这个永生不是让你不死。
But the eternal life that God gave you doesn't make you immortal.
而是让你经过这死而复活。
It's going through the death and you'll be resurrected.
这个就是重生。
This is called born again.
所以今天我和大家一同要来分享重生的事情。
So I'd like to share about this rebirth.
我们先来一起来读一段圣经。
Let's look at a passage in the Bible.
是在圣经约翰福音第三章。如果没有圣经的请你举一下手。
It's in John's Gospel chapter 3. If you don't have a Bible, please raise your hand.
我们有服侍的弟兄姊妹会把圣经送到你的手上。
The brothers in charge will hand the Bible to you.
如果不熟悉圣经的，请坐在你旁边的弟兄姊妹能帮你打开圣经，在约翰福音第三章。
Brothers sit next to the person who does not know the Bible. Please help them flip to that page.
打开以后不要合上，因为我们从头到尾会读到圣经里头的经节。
Once you are at that passage, please do not close the Bible. We're going to read through that passage.
打开后我先读，我用中文读，翻译的弟兄用英文读一遍。
When you are at that passage, I'm going to read in Chinese, and the brother who translates will read in English.
我们从第一节读到第十六节，我从第一节读到第十六节。
I'll read.From verse 1 through 16.
约翰福音第三章第一节。
Gospel 3, chapter 3 and verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你。”人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不晓得从哪里来。”往哪里去，凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的。 你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John Gospel chapter 3 verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can this thing be? And Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes will in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们大家低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a little prayer.
但是我们实在是把这段话交在你的手中。
Gracious Lord, we commit this word into your hand.
我们仰望你自己的恩典。
We look for your own grace.
我们更仰望你的救恩。
We also look for your salvation.
主，实在是求你保守我们下边一点短短的时间。
We pray that you will keep our these hours together.
愿我们每一个不信的人就像尼哥底母一样。
Every non-believers will become like Nicodemus.
怀着一颗真诚的心来到你的面前。
He will come to you with a sincere heart.
愿你的圣灵真是向他们说话。
May your Holy Spirit speak in their heart.
讲在他们的心里。
Speak into their heart.
就像刚才我们读的经文一样。
Just as in the passage we just read.
把这重生的信息能够讲到他们的心里。
Oh, speak to them the message of this rebirth.
巴不得每一位来到你面前的。
We hope that everyone who comes to you.
能够被你的爱所摸到。
Will be touched by your love.
被你的救恩所折服。
Will be convinced by your salvation.
真是最后他们能够说我相信你。
In the end, they'll be able to say, "Oh, we trust in you."
让他们真是因着信能够得到这永生的生命。
Through believing, they'll receive eternal life.
求主恩待我们。
Oh, may you be gracious to us.
保守我们在下边的时间。
And keep the hour that we gather together.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才这段圣经啊，记载到历史上一件很重要的事情。
The passage we just read recorded a very amazing history.
有两个人的一段对话。
This is conversation between two men.
其中一个人叫什么？
One of men is called.
尼杰。
What is the name of the one of persons?
尼哥底母。
In verse one, it says Nicodemus.
另外一个人在第二节里头叫耶稣。
Another man is called Jesus.
这两个人有一段对话一直讲到永重生的事情。
So these two men had a conversation about eternal life.
所以我们呢就仔细来看这两个人，我们 来帮助我们了解什么是重生。
Let's look closely to these two men and help us to understand.
尼哥底母是一个什么样的人呢？
So what is Nicodemus?
我们从圣经里头看，刚才读的经文里头对他有一些简单的介绍。
We look at the passage, we know that it gives us some introduction to.
尼哥底母是个什么样的人？
What kind of person is Nicodemus?
法利赛人。
He was Pharisee.
法利赛人是个什么样的人呢？
What kind of person is?
法利赛人是一个犹太人的一个教派，非常严谨的一个教派。
Pharisee belongs to a very strict religious sect.
也就是说，他是一个非常宗教性的人。
It tells us that he's a very religious person.
我们中国人呢，喜欢给人冠一个什么什么家。
We like to call the person a 家。
所以呢，我们就把他叫做宗教家。
We call it a religious 家。
啊，那他又是一个什么人？他是一个犹太人的官。
He also is a ruler of Israel.
官呢是社会上的地位。
We know that the ruler means that he has position in society.
也是个政治上的地位。
He also tells us it's a political position.
所以我们把他叫做什么家呢？政治家。
So we call him a politician.
那这个人呢？第二节我们知道他来找耶稣啊，他有这个寻求的愿望，寻找耶稣。
He came to Lord Jesus. He has a seeking heart.
他这个呢，寻求呢，是因为他思想来的。
Because he had this thought in his mind.
他想了很多的事情。
He thought of a lot of things.
所以他才来找耶稣。
That's why he came to Lord Jesus.
所以我们说呢，他可以叫他是思想家。
We can call him he's just a thinker.
对不对？可以靠他叫他思想家。
We can call him a thinker.
第四节呢，说这个人呢，已经年纪年轻吗？
In verse 4, it tells us, was he young?
他说您人已经老了，怎么能重生？可见他年纪已经不轻了。
He said that a man is old. That tells us that he's not young.
那年老的我们叫他什么家呢？
So if he's old, then what we call him?
我们叫他老人家。
We call him elderly 家。Yeah, the elderly.
那等到第十节的时候呢，我们就知道耶稣说你是以色列人的先生。
And he, in verse 4, he tells us, he called Jesus a teacher of Israel.
这个先生呢，并不是说女士先生的先生。
It's not, it doesn't mean that the sir or madam.
他是个老师。
It means that he's a teacher.
如果那个时候有大学，他说不定是教授。
If at the time we had a university, then he will be called professor.
那他是教授呢，或者是老师呢，我们叫他什么家呢？
So he was a teacher. So what kind of 家 we call him?
他叫教育家。
It's a educator.
我这个人是重家于一身啊，自己这么多家。
He had many titles on him.
他要印个名片的话，这个家那个家那个家那个家很多啊。
If he had a business card, he has a lot of titles.
但是呢，我们知道他呢又是一个很谦，虽然他有这么多的社会地位、政治地位、各样的地位都有，可是他很谦虚。
Even though he had all these titles in this society, but he was very humble.
我们怎么看出来他很谦虚呢？
How do we know he was humble?
因为他来找一个很年轻的耶稣。
Because he came to see a very young Jesus.
他来请教他。
He tried to receive instruction from him.
并且呢，这个非常重要，谦卑的心是非常重要。
So we know that humble heart is very important.
并且还有一个，他非常的诚实。
And we know that he was also was very honest.
因为他有需要，他就来找耶稣。
Because he had a need, and he came to Lord Jesus.
我们有的时候，多少的时候，我们有需要。没问题，不去不找。
Many times we know we have a need, but we don't want to look for it.
但是这个人他很诚实。
But this man was very honest.
这个人虽然重家于一身，但是他还是有需要。
Even though he had many titles, but he still had a need.
第二节就记载到这个人夜里来见耶稣。
And verse 2, it tells us that he came to the Lord at night.
他见耶稣，他有他要问的很重要的问题。
Because he want to ask a very important question to Lord Jesus.
他怎么说呢？
So what did they say?
他说：“拉比，我知道你是由神那里派来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
He said, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God, for as a teacher, for no one can do these things signs that you do unless God is with you."
他说耶稣是从哪里来派来做师父。
He said, where did that Lord Jesus come from?
我请弟兄姊妹们配合我把圣经里的话读出来。
I'd like to ask the brother
是从哪里
help me
派来做师父的。
So where did he come from as a teacher?
从神那里。
He said, from God.
若没有神的同在，没如人能行，没有谁的同在。
unless God is with him, he cannot do these signs.
他讲到了有神。
So he mentioned God.
我们多少的人说这个世界没有神。
Many of us said there is no God in this world.
可是尼哥底母承认有神。
But Nicodemus acknowledged God.
到底有没有神？
Do we have a God? Is
在我们中国人的历史上，从老祖宗开始就知道有神。
Does God exist? We know from our history that our ancestors believed in God.
我们常言说，抬头三尺有神明。
We know that Chinese says three feet above us there's a God.
这个神好像就在天上一样，高于我们。
This God is above heaven. It's above us.
我们在中国的文化里头早就说顺天者昌，逆天者亡。
In Chinese culture, we said that if you obey the heavens, you live, prosper. But if you disobey, then you die, you perish.
我们人在地上无论做什么事都知道是人在做，天在看。
Whatever we do, heaven is watching.
这个天就是我们知道的神。
This heaven
是同一个观念。
Is the same concept.
虽然我们的祖宗对神不是完全的认识，
even though our ancestors do not understand God completely,
但是对神的观念从一开始就有的。
But they had this concept of God in the very beginning.
人怎么知道有神呢？
How did man know God?
圣经告诉我们，在神在造人的时候，
Bible tells us when God created man,
用泥土造人，
He used the clay, the dirt.
造好人之后，向人的鼻孔里头吹了一口气。
When he created man, he breathed into the nostril of man.
人就成了一个有灵的活魂。
So man became a living soul.
当这口气吹到人，神造万物都是说有就有，命立就立。
When God created all creatures, he just said it and it is done.
唯有造人的时候，向人鼻孔里吹了一口气。
Only when he created man, he breathed his breath into our nostrils.
神造万物看为按各按其实看为其美好。
In its due seasons, everything looks beautiful.
唯独造人的时候，把永远放在人的心里。
But only when he created man, he put in our heart the eternal.
人有了这个永远，就有一个特别的东西。
So because man has sense of eternity, so he has this special privilege.
人就有一颗寻求神的心。
They have a heart.To look for God.
所以我们知道在历史上无论是历史还是现在
No matter it's in the history or in the modern time
无论是你受过教育的还是没有受过教育
Whether you were educated or not
无论你是哪个人种是黄种人白种人还是黑人
No matter what race you belong
人都有一个寻求神
We all have a heart to look for God
在今天有人说信神是迷信是没有文化
Nowadays people say if you believe in God that means you're not cultural
但是我们知道不仅是不没有受过教育的没有受很好教育的人信神
They're saying that only uneducated believe in God
今天受好教育的也信神
But today in a very educated person also believes in God
甚至在那些非洲现在那些很落后的部落里头他们虽然没有语言
In Africa, this very primitive tribes, even though they do not have language yet,
他们也有敬拜的行为。
But they also have a heart of worship.
而这个敬拜的行为，在高等的动物，除了人以外，没有人。
We know that
没有做。
Only highest level of animals have this worshiping heart.
这是因为神造人的时候，把这个心放在人的里面。
Because when God created man, He put that heart for eternity in the heart.
有人说我们没有神。
Someone say there's no God.
圣经说你不可以这样推诿。
Bible says you cannot make such a conclusion.
在罗马书里头第一章第十九节二十节。
In Book of Rome in chapter 1 verse 19 and 20.
圣经告诉我们说有关神的事情，人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
Bible tells us that regarding the His invisible and attributes, His eternal power and divine nature.Have been clearly seen.
人有关神的事情已经放在我们的心里。
God already put His eternal attributes in our heart.
我们可以知道的那部分，神已经给我们显明。
The things that we should know, God already gave it to us.
我们不能认识的那部分，超出我们的能范围。
But the other part said beyond our comprehension.
但是我们能认识的那部分，神已经显明在我们的心里。
But God already gave us what we should know.
所以在我们的心里头，我们没有办法拒绝这件事情。
So we cannot have any other excuse.
等到第二十节继续讲，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能看见，但是借着所造之物都可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
借着这个所造之物，让人无可推诿。
Through what has been made, so that we do not have any excuse.
我们看见前头有一个讲台。
We know that here we have this podium.
知道这个讲台一定是一个生产的工厂的。
We know there's a manufacturing factory here to produce this platform. We don't know, even though we don't know who made it,
但是一定是有人造。
But we know someone made it.
宇宙这么样的美好。
We know that the universe is so beautiful, wonderful.
宇宙这样的浩大。
We know that how large, how big is this universe.
其中的万物这么样的丰富。
We know that there are many, many billions of things in this universe.
一定有一个创造者。
We know there must be a creator.
虽然是你，我们没有看见神。
Even though we didn't see him.
但是借着他所造之物。
But through what has been made.
让人无可推诿。
We don't have any excuse.
神创造的东西实在是美好。
All the creation is so beautiful.
没有人可以造出来。
And no man can make them.
我们讲一下，举一个例子，讲一下我们人的心脏。
I just use our heart as an illustration.
每个人都有。
Everybody has a heart.
但是这个心脏，你想想它，它一秒一分钟要跳多少次？我们打个比方说是60次。
Do you know the how many times the heart pumps in a minute? Let's say 60 pumps.
一小时跳多少次
？And how many times it pumps in an hour?It's 3,600.
一天跳多少次？
How many times it pumps in a day?
我们算算数，很容易算，是接近90,000次。
We know it's close to 90,000.
请问在你们的身上已经跳了多少年了？
How many years that it pumps?
有没有疲劳过？
On you, did it stop?
有没有说今天累了，要休息两天？
Does it ever rest for a day or two?
请两天假。
Or take a vacation?
从来没有。
Never.
人工模仿心脏。
Man tried to make the artificial heart.
做出来的心脏各种各样的问题。
They have a lot of other problems.
不能用得很久。
It cannot last long.
可是神造的。
But what God created.
在你的里边。
In us.
不需要电池。
It does not need the battery.
不需要维修。
It does not need the maintenance.
不需要休息。
It does not need the rest.
可以工作这么多年。
It can last so long.
我们知道这个人造不出来。
We know that man cannot create such heart.
还有很多的，我们就不一一举例子。
And there are many things that we cannot list.
是借着在我们心里所显明的。
So through the what has been made, it revealed in the heart.
借着他所创造的万物。
Through the creation.
让我们没有人可以推诿。
So we have no excuse.
有一位神。
There is a God.
那么我们下面再看一件。这个人呢，他有没有来？他来见耶稣。
This person came to Lord Jesus.
这个尼哥底母他来找耶稣。
Nicodemus came to seek Lord Jesus.
他什么时候来的？
When did he come?
他什么时候来的？
When did
he come? 夜里来的。
He came at night.
他为什么夜里来呢？
Why did he come at night?
他有可能怕别人看见。
Maybe he was embarrassed to be seen by others.
对不对？也许呢，他说。
Isn't it so?
晚上呢比较安静一点，没别人打搅。
Maybe at night he thinks that it will be quieter.
是不是可以专心的问耶稣？
So he can ask Lord Jesus with the focus.
但是呢，我们知道还有可能是什么呢？
Well, there's another possibility.
夜里头，乃是当他夜深人静的时候，他思想到自己心里的实在是有黑暗。
At night, in the quiet hour.He thought of the darkness in his heart.
不仅仅是他在那个黑暗的里头。
Not only he was in darkness.
他发现他心里头有不完美的地方。
He also found out that in his heart there is incompleteness.
他觉得有不满足的地方。
There's a need in his heart.
所以他只是夜里的。
So he came to the Lord at night.
他有没有说等到第二天再去找耶稣？
He didn't wait till tomorrow.
没有。
No.
为什么？因为他很迫切。
Why? Because he had this urgency.
所以亲爱的朋友们。
Dear brothers, dear friends.
如果我们心里的有不满足的时候。
When we have a need in our heart.
我们不要等。
Do not wait.
要迫切。
We need to have the urgency.
我们的主耶稣夜里有没有见他？
Lord Jesus also wants to see him.
有没有说明天再来，天亮再来？
He didn't say that come back tomorrow when it's daylight.
这是神的恩典。
It is grace of God.
当我们心里有需要的时候，你可以随时的来到神的面前。
Whenever we have need, we can come to the Lord anytime.
我们的主耶稣从来不拒绝。
The Lord Jesus never refused a person.
请大家，请朋友们一定记住。
Oh, dear friends, please remember this.
这个人他夜里他来见耶稣，尼哥底母夜里来见耶稣。
So Nicodemus came to the Lord at night.
他心里的实在是有不满足的地方。
So he had this great need in his heart.
请问我们心里有满足的地方吗？有不满足的地方吗？
Do you have a need in your heart?
在人类的历史上，一直记载了人心里不满足。
In the history, it is recorded that.Man does have need in the heart.
我们知道我们达不到那个天的要求。
We cannot achieve the requirements of heaven.
人一直向往着天。
We all look to the heavens.
可是达不到那个要求。
But we cannot achieve the stature of heaven.
古人告诉我们什么？
The ancestors tell us.
其实是孔夫子说什么呢？
What Confucius told us?
他说人非圣洁，人非圣贤，孰能无过？
Human beings are not saints.We all err.
我们都有过犯。
We all err. We all make mistakes.
可是人呢，试图做什么？人知过改过。
The best we can do is that acknowledge our transgressions and repent it.
但是呢，善莫能做。
But the good we cannot perform.
你怎么做也做不好。
No matter how hard you try, you cannot do it better.
所以古人说什么？江山易改，本性难移。
So in the ancient said that.It's easy to change scenery, but it's very hard to change your heart.
我们人的心里的实在知道有那不完美的地方。
So in our heart, we know that we are not complete.
我们在那个黑暗的里面。
We are in darkness.
没有办法做好。
There's no way for us to improve it.
圣经里头告诉我们什么？
What Bible says?
圣经里头说，人为什么有这个不满足呢？
I will tell us why human hearts had this need.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because it says that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
神在造人的时候乃是按照他自己的形象造。
When he created man in his image.
是一个荣耀的形象。
It is glorious image.
可是很可惜，人堕落了。
But it's very sad that man fell.
人犯罪了。
Man sinned.
从此就亏缺了神的荣耀。
From then on, we came short of our God's glory.
叫人犯罪之后带来一个什么样可怕的结果呢？
So what is the tragic consequence that the sin brings?
人犯罪以后带来的结果，我简单的读一下，在罗马书第一章第二十一节。
It's in the Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks.
25节说他们将神的真实变为虚谎。
In verse 25, for they exchanged the truth of God.
去敬拜受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。
And worship and serve the creature rather than the creator.
因为人自从堕落之后，人就开始拒绝神。
Because after man sin fell and he started to refuse God.
所以今天很多的人说没有神。
That's why a lot of people say there is no God.
神的存在不是说你承认他在就在，不承认他在他就不在。
Whether you acknowledge or not, God exists.
就像门口我们停了很多的车子。
We know that there are many cars parked in front of this building.
也许你知道有一部特别的车停在那里。
Maybe you know there's one particular car parked there.
也许你不知道有一辆特别的车停在那里。
Maybe you don't know it.
但是你知道不知道那辆车都在那里。
Whether you know it or not, the car parked there.
所以神的事情就是这样。
So it's also by the same token, God is also like this.
虽然我们有的人说没有神。
even though some of us say there's no God,
但是神是存在。
But God still exists.
为什么人会说没有神呢？
Why people say there's no God?
因为人自从堕落之后，人就拒绝神。
It's after man sin, we reject God.
人拒绝神之后，很可怕的就是人的眼睛就瞎。
So one of the consequences that very tragic is we become blind.
人就再也看不见神。
We cannot see God anymore.
当你看不见的时候，你就落在那个黑暗那里了。
When you cannot see God, you fall into darkness.
当你看不见，落在那黑暗，那就像是那个夜里的一样。
So when you are darkness, it's like at night.
你不但看你的外边是黑暗。
Not only it's dark outside.
你的里边也是黑暗。
Also it is dark inside.
这就是这个夜里。
So that's why it's at night.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
如果当我们意识到我们处在那个夜里的那个黑暗里的时候
When we acknowledge that we are in darkness
我们要来找耶稣
We need to come to Lord Jesus, seek Him
这是唯一的出路
This is the only way
圣经里在告诉我们当人处在那黑暗里的时候他们就是实际上就是落在一个罪的里头
Bible tells us that when we are in darkness, we are in sin
在罗马书从第一章一直到这个地方一直到最后的时候从二十六节一直到最后讲到人的三方面的罪
from Romans chapter 1 verse 26 to the end it talks about sin in three aspects
讲到情欲里头的罪
it talks about the passions
讲到心思里头的罪
it talks about the sinful mind
讲到我们行为里头的罪
it talks about sinful behaviors
我来把大家读我把这些罪读一下
I'd like to just announce them here
我请你们大家仔细的来思想你能不能给自己对号入座
I'd like you to think about it if you match one of them.
能不能把今天世界上的罪跟他对号入座
Or you can match what you see in this world to the things that are listed here.
26节讲到情欲的罪开始
26, it starts with the sinful passion.
他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。男人也是如此弃了女人顺性的用处欲火攻心彼此贪恋男和男行可耻的事就是在自己的身上受着枉为当得的报应
For their woman exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural and in the same way also the man abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their own desire towards one another men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error.
我们大家不难看到这是讲到同性恋。
So people see this here is a talk about homosexuals.
圣经在两千多年前就写到了。
So today we see homosexual acts, but in 2000 years ago, Bible already recorded here.
就在这件事情上在这个的罪上他们受了枉为当得的报应。
And in this sin, they receive in their own bodies the due penalty of their error.
艾滋病是不是他们的报应?
You know, is it AIDS is penalty of their error?
艾滋病有办法治吗?
Can you cure AIDS?
有很多类似的病没有办法治。
We know that many such things, such disease cannot be cured.
这是他们犯罪的报应。
Because this is the penalty of their error.
第二十八节讲到了他们心,他们就那些存着邪僻的心行那些不合理的事
in 28 it's talked about they have this depraved mind and do all this kind of
装满了各样的不义
they are filled with all the unrighteousness
邪恶贪婪恶毒
wickedness greed evil
满心的嫉妒凶杀尊敬诡诈毒狠
full of envy murder strife deceit malice
又是陷毁人的背后说人的
they are gossips slanderers
怨恨神的毁慢人的狂傲的自夸的捏造恶事违背父母
haters of God insolent arrogant boastful inventors of evil disobedience to parents
无知的背约的无亲情的不怜悯人的
without understanding untrustworthy unloving unmerciful
这些事不仅在我们的周围
these things not only surround us
有不少也在我们的身上
also many of them on us
人就落在这个罪恶的地方
We fall in such sins
我们所讲的罪不是说你一定要被犯了罪被判了刑了才叫罪
When we talk about sins doesn't mean that you have to commit it outwardly and you're convicted
在这里讲到的这些罪行都是 这些就是罪行
Here it says is the our nature of sin.
因为这是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because it fell short of God's glory.
我们讲的罪不仅仅有罪行，还有罪性。
Not only talk about the nature of sin, but also the sins committed outside.
这些罪性是人的自从堕落之后所有的本性。
So this is once we fail, this has become our nature, part of our nature.
尼哥底母他实在是看到了这些。
So Nicodemus saw all this.
他看到不仅在他的周围，也在他的里面。
He saw that not only these things surrounded outside, but also these are in his heart.
所以他来找耶稣。
That's why he came to Lord Jesus.
尼哥底母来找耶稣，他对耶稣有所认识吗？
When he came to Lord Jesus, did he know Lord?
从他所讲的话里知道他对主耶稣是一定有一定认识的。
From his word to Lord Jesus, we know that he had the limited knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
他来找耶稣做什么？要来帮助他这个难处。
He wants to come to Lord Jesus to be helped in his dilemma.
他盼望耶稣能帮助他。
He hopes that the Lord Jesus can help him.
我请问我们大家，我们对耶稣有没有一定的了解？
I ask everyone here that do we know the Lord in a certain way?
我们对耶稣也有一定的了解。
Yeah, we do have some knowledge of the Lord.
我们起码知道他是基督教的救主，是不是？
At least we know that he is the savior of Christians.
知道他这个人很奇怪。
We also know that he is quite amazing.
他的出身就很奇怪。
His birth was very amazing.
从他生下来之后，这个年代都改了。
Because after his birth, that the year was changed.
今年是2007年。
Today is 2007.
这个从第一年是从什么时候开始的？
When did the first year start?
是因为他出生开始的。
It starts from his birth.
你想想啊，这个年号很重要。
We know that this chronicle is very important.
在中国历史上，谁做皇帝就是谁的年号。
We know that in China, that whoever becomes the emperor, will become his year.
乾隆做皇帝是乾隆的年号。
Emperor 乾隆become the emperor, then you start with Emperor 乾隆 1.
光绪做皇帝，光绪的年号。
And Emperor Guangxi become emperor, then the year starts with him.
对不对？孙中山呢？
And also Dr. 孙中山。
就有民国做年号。
We know that it's started with public.
可是他们的年号能持续多久呢？
But how long that year could last?
历史上告诉我们，他们持续的都不久。
We know that it didn't last long.
可是耶稣诞生之后，这个年号已经2007年了。
We know that after the birth of Christ, this year, centuries already exist for 2,000 years.
他是生在哪里的？他是生在中东的。
He was born in Mid-Asia.
但是他的年号在全世界大部分国家都应用。
But the year, according to him, is adopted by almost all nations in the earth.
这是一件很奇妙的事。
This is quite amazing thing.
因为他的出生，新约旧约时代就改到了进到了新约的时代。
Because his birth, the Old Testament now becomes New Testament.
律法的时代就进到了恩典的时代。
We transit from the year of law to a year of grace.
是他出生很奇妙。
We know that his birth is very amazing.
他出生的时候让君王惧怕。
When he was born, that he made the emperors afraid.
天使报喜信。
And angels come to announce the good news.
虽然他出生在很贫穷的地方，出生在马槽里。
Even though he was born in a very humble house in a manger,
但是他的出生却有这样的大的影响。
But it created a tremendous influence.
我们知道他在地上做工的时候也是很奇妙的。
When he worked among us, he also exhibited a very amazing.
他说了很多很奇怪的话，对不对？
He talked about very many amazing things.
他说我就是生命。
He says, I am the life.
我就是光。
I am the light.
这个人这些话什么人能讲？
Who can say such things?
也许有人敢讲。
Maybe someone dare to say it.
但是讲这个话的人多半会被送到精神病医院去。
But whoever say it will be admitted to the psychological hospital.
可是耶稣讲跟他们讲也不一样。有什么不一样？
When Jesus said it, it's different from others.
耶稣讲的话
What is the difference?
他讲的话应验了没有
Because whenever he said, he fulfills.
多少人因为来到他的面前
Many people, because they come to the Lord.
来到他面前得到的生命
They come to the Lord and receive the light.
来到他的面前领受到这个光
And he came to him and received this light.
他说的话虽然很奇怪
Even though what he says was so amazing.
但是却有能力
But he has power.
他有没有做很多很奇怪的事
He also asked many miracles
他行了很多的神迹
He performed many miracles
因为这些神迹所以尼哥底母来找他
Because of these miracles he performed That's why Nicodemus came to see him
是神迹只有神能施吗
Can only God perform miracles
魔鬼能不能施神迹
Can devil perform miracles
魔鬼也可以有神迹
Devil can also perform miracles.
但是魔鬼的神迹和神的神迹有什么区别？
What is the difference between God's miracles and the devil's miracles?
如果我们看见圣经里头所讲的神所施的神迹，
If we look at through the Bible that what God has done,
有一个宗旨，
There's one difference.
有一个原则，
There's one principle.
神所施的神迹都是赐生命的。
The miracle God performs always gives life.
魔鬼所施的神迹
The devil's miracle
表面上给你好处
On the surface it gives you some good
最终的目的是要你的命
But in the end it wants your life
所以我们不要被表面的现象所蒙蔽
So do not be deceived with the things of the surface
我们要看到里头的根本的区别
We need to see through have insight of what it is
主耶稣是不是一个很奇妙的
So Lord Jesus is amazing
他一定赶鬼赐生命
He heals and he cast out demons and he gives life
他可以五饼二鱼让人吃饱
With the only five loaves and two fish he can feed 5,000
他叫死人复活
He can raise a dead person
他每一样都是给人生命
Everything he does gives life
他让瞎眼的看见
he made the blind see
他让大麻风病的得医治
He healed the leper
他让瘸腿的能够行走
He cured the lame
这些都是给人生命
This all gives people life
人的眼睛瞎了看不见生命得不到生命
When people is blind he cannot see life
他让瞎眼的能看见
He makes the blind see
人的自己的瘸腿的他不能行走
The lame cannot walk
他不能够行出那生命的力量
He cannot carry out the power of life.
神给他生命的力量，让他可以行走。
But God gave him power of life, so he can walk.
他得了大麻风病，被罪所辖制。
Leper contracted the leprosy, and he was covered by sin.
主耶稣洁净他。
Lord Jesus cleansed him.
多少人来到神的面前，只是要求得医治。
Many people come to the Lord want to get healed.
但是主给他们的是什么？
But what Lord Jesus gave them.
如果我们仔细去读这些每一个神迹的时候
When we read through these miracles carefully
最容易找到主耶稣医治他的那句话是什么
After he healed people he often say this
你的罪赦了
Your sin is forgiven
你的罪赦
Your sin is forgiven
赦了罪才能得生命
Only when your sin is forgiven can you receive life
主耶稣说什么说你的信救了你
Lord Jesus says, "Your faith saved you."
你可以平平安安的回去了。
Go in peace.
我们人带着需要来到神面前的时候
，When we come to the Lord with our need,
我们所要的只是那眼前所看到的那一点点。
What we like to receive is what we can see, the very little things.
也许是要做成一笔生意。
Maybe we wanna make a business successful.
也许要找到一份工作。
Maybe we wanna find a job.
也许治好一个病。
Maybe we wanna get healed.
但是主给你的是什么
What Lord Jesus gave you
是赦罪的平安
It is a peace from sin forgiven
是那重生的生命
It is a resurrection life
所以神所给我们的是超过我们的所求所想
So whatever God gives us is beyond our understanding beyond what we ask
如果我们再深一层看我们的耶稣对主耶稣的了解
If we look at Lord Jesus a little bit deeper
我们知道主耶稣最后他死了
We know that in the end Jesus died
而且死得好可怜
And he died a miserable death
被钉在了十字架上
He was crucified on the cross
他的死跟我们有什么关系呢
And what does it have anything to do with us?
他的死是担当了我们的罪。
Because he died, he took off all our sins.
因为圣经上讲，我们每个人都犯了，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible says, all have sinned and come to fall short of God's glory.
不是某些人犯了罪。
It doesn't say certain yousin.
乃是世人都犯了罪。
It says, all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And they become short of God's glory.
罪的结果是什么？
What is the consequence of sin?
罪的工价是什么？
What is the wage of sin?
罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death.
我们没有人一个人可以逃死，世人都犯了罪，没有一个人可以逃脱死。
We know that everyone sinned and nobody can escape death.
死并不仅仅是我们的结束。
The death is not the end of our life.
圣经告诉我们，人人都有一死。
People say it is appointed that everyone dies.
死后且有审判。
And there's judgment.
审判的可怕比死亡还要可怕。
The judgment is more fearful than death.
因为我们要被放在那个永死的里面。
Because we're going to be put into eternal death.
启示录里告诉我们，我们在那个永远的火湖的里面。
In Revelation tells us there's an eternal fire in the hell.
那个比暂时一下子死还要可怕。
It's more frightening than just passing death.
人没有办法来自己救自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
只有主耶稣才能。
Only Lord Jesus can.
他是神的爱的儿子。
Because he's the Son of God.
他成为人的样子。
He became a man.
没有任何罪。
He did not have any sin.
他代替我们在十字架上死。
He substituted us and died for us on the cross.
因为圣经上告诉我们，这个罪的代价太大，没有人付得起。
The Bible tells us the price of sin is too huge. Nobody can.
只有神的爱，神的儿子自己这个无罪的代替我们死，才能成为这个世界。
Only Lord Jesus who is without sin can die for us, pay the price.
他在十字架上不仅为我们死，还为我们流血。
Not only he died for us, but also he shed his precious blood for us.
圣经上告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不能得赦。
The Bible tells us if there's without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
主耶稣在十字架上所流的宝血洁净我们的罪。
Lord Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross to cleanse all our sins.
所以我们的罪才能被得到赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
得到洗净。
Can be cleansed.
我们也知道主耶稣死了以后他又复活了。
We know that after Jesus died, he was resurrected.
他的复活对我们每个人的信仰有非常重要的影响。
It has a tremendous impact on our faith.
因为如果他不复活，我们信的就是徒然。
Because if there's no resurrection of Lord Jesus, our faith is in vain.
因为他的复活，他满足了神那个公义的要求。
Because his resurrection, it tells us that he fulfilled God's requirements.
他在十字架上死，成就了那个救赎。
It tells us that the death that he died on the cross, fulfilled the salvation.
所以神才使他从死里复活。
That's why God raised him up from the dead.
他复活。不仅对付了我们，成功了，标志着成功了对我们的救赎。
His resurrection not only tells us that he accomplished the salvation through his death.
他也能才能把这个复活的生命给我们。
He can give us his resurrection life to us.
所以我们所要得的这个永生乃是他的复活的生命。
So the eternal life that we receive is resurrection life.
才是他那个经过死和复活的生命。
So this resurrection life is passing through death.
我们知道啊，在人的历史上，有一些少数的人是替别人死的。
We know that in the history, there's a few people they die for other human beings.
大家所熟悉的，常常听到的说有两个双胞，有一对双胞胎。
We heard a story about a twin.
这个哥哥其中一个呢是犯了罪。
One of twins sin, committed sin.
而且还犯了死罪。
He committed a sin worthy of death.
另外一个呢是这个法官。
Another twin is judge.
是判定死罪。
He had power to convict a person to death.
他在法庭上宣判自己的同胞兄弟死罪。
So in the court, he condemned his own brother to death.
他为了公义法律的原因。
But because of the righteous requirement of the law,
他定宣布他的同胞兄弟是死罪。
He announced that the death penalty to his brother.
可是他为了爱他弟弟的兄弟的原因。
Because he loved his twin brother.
他在判刑的在执行的那一天。
On the day of execution.
他脱下自己律师这个法官的袍子。
He laid down his robe as a judge.
跑到监狱里头。
He went down to the prison.
给他这个判了死刑的同胞穿上
and he enclosed that robe to his twin brother
告诉他这个兄弟说你可以逃出去以我的身份逃出去从此不要再犯罪
so he said you can escape the prison as I am and but don't sin
这个他自己被送上了断头台
and he himself was sent to the execution chamber
在人间的爱这个实在是没有比这个更大的
I think the worldly love, this is the greatest love that can be expressed.
不错，有人替他受刑。
Yes, there's another person who died for him.
他免去了那个刑罚。
So he escaped from the punishment of that sin.
但是他跟我们主耶稣的拜死还有很大的区别。
But the death that his father died, there's a still great difference between that and our Lord Jesus' death.
因为这个拜死的兄弟他死了就死了。
Because that brother died in his place, died anyway.
他不能再复活。
He cannot be resurrected.
而我们的主耶稣为我们死了。
Our Lord Jesus died for us.
他又复活。
But he was raised up again.
他这个被带罪逃出去的、犯了死罪的兄弟逃出去之后，虽然他免去了死亡。
The twin brother who escaped, even though he's unhappy to die.
免去了刑罚，罪的刑罚。
He was he escaped from the punishment of sin.
但是罪一直在他身上。
But he still had the sin in his body.
他的罪没有被洗净。
The sin was not cleansed.
我们主耶稣死在十字架上，他的宝血洗净了我们。
When Jesus died on the cross, his precious blood cleansed all our sins.
当这个被逃出去带死的这个同胞兄弟跑出去之后，他心里永远不会有平安。
The twin brother who escaped the punishment of death.Will never have peace in his heart.
原来他对他这个待死的这个兄弟所欠下来的，永远在他心里头。
Because he always feel guilty in his heart.
他所犯的罪永远在他的心里头。
The sin that he committed always with him.
但是只有我们的主耶稣，他从死里复活。
Only Lord Jesus, who was resurrected from death.
他不但洗净了我们的罪。
Not only he cleansed all our sins.
他把这复活的生命给了我们。
He gave us this resurrection life.
让我们有赦罪的平安。
So that we have peace of sins forgiven.
有得救的喜乐。
And we have this joy of salvation.
这个是在世界上寻找不到。
We cannot find any of this in the world.
所以我们的主耶稣为我们的代死，为我们的复活，是我们福音很关键的一部分。
So Lord Jesus' death and his resurrection is very important in our salvation.
有这么好的救恩。
So we have such great salvation with us.
人怎么才能得到呢?
How can a person receive it?
我们刚才讲到了有神。
We just mentioned that there is God.
我们讲到了人的光景是在黑暗里边。
We also talk about the man is in darkness.
我们也讲到了耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
And we also talk about the Lord Jesus, he accomplished salvation on the cross.
可是人怎么才能得到呢?
But how can a man receive it?
在下边。尼哥底母与主耶稣的对话就是讨论到这个问题。
In the following passages, he talk about this the exact same topic.
尼哥底母像我们每一个人一样。
Nicodemus like one of us.
他想用各种的途径来解决这个问题。
He tried in many ways to resolve this problem.
他是一个宗教家。
He was a religious person.
他以为只要能按照教规所做的就行。
He thought that as long as he obeyed all the regulations,
他可能每个礼拜都去会堂。
Every Saturday he went to synagogue.
但是很清楚，很显然他找不到。
It was obvious that he didn't find the things that satisfied his need.
他也想做政治家。
He was a politician.
建立好的制度。
He wanted to establish a very good system.
有好的法律能够管理。
And establish a good law to govern.
管理得了吗？
But can he govern?
我们今天在一个法律健全的一个社会里头。
We now live in a society that has a very good complete law.
不仅管不了别人。
Not only that law cannot govern others,
也管不了自己。
It cannot govern even us.
特别是在中国。
Especially in China.
越做官越犯罪。
The higher you become in the government, more sins you commit.
他知道管不了。
We know that the law cannot govern us.
他年纪已经大了。
We know that he was old.
他人生走过的路已经走了这么多了。
He already experienced all the things in this world.
他是一个有经验有经历的人。
He had a lot of experience.
可是到这时候他还是找不到。
But he still couldn't find something that can fit his need.
我们人年轻的时候还有盼望。
You know, when we're young, we have hope.
年纪大了，到这个时候，他所自己所经历的都解决不了这个问题。
But you became old. All you have experience cannot solve your problem.
他以为靠教育可以。
He thought that education may be able to help.
现在教育办得越好，犯罪率越高。
We know that the more you are educated, the more sins you commit.
教育也解决不了这个问题。
We know education cannot solve this problem.
他来到了主的面前。
He came to the Lord.
他的心很好。
He has a good heart.
他要寻找神给他帮助。
He wanted to seek Lord's help.
可是他带着这一种思想来到神的面前。
But he had this one thought.
这个思想解决不了他的问题。
This thought cannot resolve the problem.
这个思想会拦阻他认识神。
Actually, this thought, can prevent him from getting real help from the Lord.
这个思想是什么呢？他是说你。
What was this his thought?
他说你是从神那里派来做师傅。
He says you have come from God as teacher.
他以为如果有主耶稣对他有一些好的教训。
He thought that Jesus can give him very good instruction.
他自己就能够从这黑暗的罪的光景里头、夜里的光景里头出来。
And so this is good instruction. He can come out of this darkness of
the
night.
能出来吗
？Can he escape the night?
主耶稣很清楚地告诉他。
Lord Jesus very clearly tell him.
主耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
”Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
说人的问题不是有老师、有师傅教的问题。
So our problem does not rely on having a teacher to teach us.
人的问题是重生生命的问题。
Our problem is having a life.
人教只是坐在外面。
Because men can teach us from outside.
你有好的行为。
You can have a good behavior.
解决不了问题。
But you cannot resolve the problem.
人的问题是内心的问题。
Because our problem is inside.
在我们中国的历史上早就知道。
Through the history, we know.
王阳明说什么？抓山中的贼很容易，抓心中的贼很难。
This philosopher Wang Yangming, he said that to catch a thief in the mountain is easy, but to catch a thief in your heart is very hard.
国父孙中山说什么？
孙中山。
他革命要先革心。
He says if you want to have a revolution, you need to have a revolution in your heart first.
人是心的问题。
So our problem is a problem of heart.
当这个美国的 登月的那个飞船登上月亮的时候
When the space shuttle went to moon.
美国在跟俄国的太空竞争里头得胜的时候
When America won the space challenge from Russia.
肯尼迪总统说什么
The Kennedy said,
征服外太空容易，但是征服内太空。
It is easier to overcome the outer space than to overcome the inner space.
你知道人的问题是心的问题。
So we know that problem of we face is problem of our heart.
有人说对耶稣的认识是什么呢
？Some people say the knowledge of Jesus is this.
说耶稣给我们一些教训，我们就可以学好。
Lord Jesus has many good teachings, so we can behave ourselves.
但是主耶稣说什么？
But Lord Jesus said,
说你们查考这圣经，听神的教训，以为内中有永生。
Jesus said, you look through the Bible, thought that it has eternal life.
但是我告诉你们，这个圣经乃是为我做见证，要引你们到我这里来得生命。
But I tell you that the Bible is a guide to lead you to me to receive life.
这是一个生命的问题。
That this is a problem of life.
这是一个重生的问题。
It is problem of rebirth.
有人说耶稣来到地上是给我们做一个模范。
Some people say Jesus came down to be a model for us.
你就做耶稣所做的事情就好。
As long as we follow what Jesus did,
你跟着他学就好。
You'll be fine. You just follow him.
但是，难道我们这样做能够得永生吗
？But if we just follow him and do whatever he did, would that make us to receive this eternal life.
可是当我们外边能够做得再像的时候，我们生命不一样，还是没有用。
Even though we can act in a way, but our lives still remain the same.
给大家举一个例子。
I want to use one example.
就像这个鸭子和大雁一样。
It's like a duck and 大雁。
Geese. 它们形状很像。
They look alike.
走路也很像。
They walk alike.
但是它们生命里头有一个区别。
But they have one difference in their life.
大雁可以飞。
The geese can fly.
鸭子不能飞。
Duck cannot.
因为大雁有能会飞的生命。
Because geese has a life flying.
不管那个鸭子走路多么的像，形状多么的像那个大雁。
Even a dog can walk like a geese.
但是它不能。
Goose, but he cannot fly.
所以我们模仿没有用。
So we know that imitation does not help us.
这是生命的问题。
Because it is a question of life.
那是要那个重生的那个生命。
We need to have this the life of rebirth.
我们有的时候想，哎呀，这个真是，如果我们有可以重生，多么的好呢？
Sometimes we thought that if we can be born again,
人都是盼望再有一次再重新来的机会呢。
We always like to have second chance.
我们如果能有，中国有句俗话说，如果有卖后悔药的是最好的。
Chinese says if there's a drug that can, what's that?
后悔药，重新来一次。
That we can take a drug and we can do things all over again. That would be nice.
对吧？我们年轻人一样，哪个？同学不是每个做学生都不愿意好好学习呢。
So it's like the students, they all want to learn well.
从学期一开始就下决心，这学期我要做老师的好孩子，老师的好学生，爸爸妈妈的好孩子。
From beginning of semester, they'll say that I want to study hard, I want to be obedient children.
是到了学期结束的时候怎么样呢？
But by the end of a semester,
你看，过去了就让它过去吧。
Let bygone be bygone.
收拾旧书包，从头再来。
Let's start anew in the next semester.
但是下学期又怎么样呢？
But in the next semester, what happens?
我们有多少人长大了以后找工作？
Many of us graduated and tried to find a job.
觉得这个工作不好。
We think we don't like this job.
我就换了工作。
And so we change it.
换了多少次？
How many times did you change?
永远找不到好的。
You never find a job that fits you.
老想重来一次。
Every time we like to do it again.
我们人生的经历可有很多次重新来解决不了问题。
We know that in our life experience that many times you do it over again, still cannot solve it.
因为问题不是在外面的。
Because the problem does not lie outside.
问题是在生命里头的。
Because this problem is in your life.
是在心里头的。
It is in your heart.
所以，即使他能从母腹里头再生出一次，生出来的还是老样。
Even though he can enter his mother's womb again and be be born again, he still be the same.
无非是穿新鞋走老路。
So it's like wearing the new shoes, but still walk on the old path.
但是重生才能够见神的国。
Only if you are born again from above, you can see the kingdom of God.
什么是见呢？
What do you mean by seeing?
见在英文里头很清楚，这个见就是明白的意思。
So in English, it's very clear. Seeing means understanding.
你要说我看见了，就是我明白。
When they say I see, that means I understand.
只有重生，我们才能够得到神的启示。
Only through this rebirth, we can see the kingdom of God.
才能够看清楚神的事。
We can see the world of God.
就像一个这个怎么样说呢？就像看立体电影一样。
It's like seeing a three-dimensional movie.
我们知道，如果没有那个很简单的眼镜的话，我们看不见什么。
If we don't have that special glasses, we'll not be able to see.
这个重生就像给我们这个眼镜一样。
So it's rebirth is like giving us a new set of glasses.
才能够看清楚。
We can see clearly.
但是主耶稣又告诉我们，如果我们不是从圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Jesus also tells us that if we're not born of the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
什么叫进神的国呢？
What do you mean by entering?
进去了就是你亲自的经历到的。
Entering means that you experience it by yourself.
就像我们来到了美国。
It's like we come to United States.
你才知道美国是什么样子。
Only when you come to the United States, can you understand what America is like?
不但能经历它，你也能享受它一切的福利和
公平。Not only you experience, but also you enjoy all the blessings and welfare of this country.
所以我们只有重生才能够享受神国一切的丰盛。
So only through the rebirth can we experience and enjoy the kingdom of God.
那么， 我们神告诉我们，耶稣告诉他说你必须要重生。
So Lord Jesus says, one must be born again.
但是呢，他们，耶稣说呢，你们不要以为稀奇。
But Jesus says, do not be amazed.
什么叫稀奇？
What do you mean by amazing?
稀奇就是你不明白的事，你就是会稀奇嘛。
You're amazed over the things you do not understand.
我们有多少时候，福音朋友，包括我们自己在做福音朋友的时候，我们一样，我们有很多的稀奇。
And when we look at by ourselves, that when we're gospel friends, we're also amazed at a lot of things.
我们稀奇说有神怎么看不见？
We're amazed that if there's a God, why would we not see?
神又不是阿拉灯神灯。
Our God is not the God in the Aladdin lamp.
让你摸一下，他就出来让你看一下。
You can rub it a few times, the genie will come out. You can see it.
圣经上告诉我们很清楚，我们要看见神只有用心灵和诚实。
Bible tells us very clearly that we can see God only through the truth and spirit.
所以就像我们看灯要做什么事情要用对工具。
We know that whatever things we do, we need to have a right tool.
我们看是用眼睛。
We see with our eyes.
听是要用耳朵。
We hear with our ears.
所以我们要认识神乃是用心灵和诚实。
To know God, we need to have spirit and truth.
所以我们看不见神是因为工具没有用到用
对。The reason why we don't see God because we use the wrong tool.
有的时候我们说我们自己何罪之有呢？我没有罪。
Some people say that I don't have any sin.
因为人落在罪里面，他对罪就不敏感了。
Because people fall into sin, they feel insensitive to sin.
就麻木了。
They become numb.
他们不容易承认自己有罪。
They do not acknowledge that they have sin.
我讲一个例子。
Let me give you an illustration.
从前有个小孩子啊，他去找这个神父认罪、忏悔。
One day, the one child went to a priest to confess.
他说：“神父啊，我心里很不平安，因为我这个做错事了。”
He said that, "Father, I don't have peace in my heart because I made a mistake."
他说什么？他说我昨天神父问你做错什么事了？他说我在街上偷了根绳子回去。
The priest asked him, "What kind of mistake you did?" He said, "I stole a rope from the street."
那神父跟他说：“哦，那根绳子也不值什么钱，说不定是别人丢的，人家丢垃圾，你捡回去清扫脏乱，还是做了好事，你回去吧。”
The priest said, "Maybe that rope someone else discarded. So you pick it up. That means you did a good thing. You clean up the street. So maybe it's not big deal. So you just go home."
那孩子就回去了。
So that little child went back home.
在第二天呢，他又来找神父。
And next day, he came to the priest again.
他说我呢，还是不平安。
He said, "I still don't feel peace in my heart."
神父说你不昨天来过，我已经告诉你，你可以平安回去了。
The priest said to him that you came here yesterday, and I told him that this is no big deal.
他说昨天我忘了告诉你，绳子后头还有铜牛。
But the child said, "I forgot to tell you yesterday that at the end of the rope, there's a cow."
这是人对罪的认识。
This is our knowledge of sin.
他明明偷了条牛，他说他自己偷绳子，捡了根绳子。
He knew that he stole a cow, but he just admitted that he just pick up a rope.
我们自己明明知道自己有错误。
We know in our heart that we committed sin.
但是我们大错化小，化小错。
But we usually minimize that impact.
这是人犯罪之后对罪的不敏感。
Because this is after sin that we are insensitive to sin.
我们今天啊，每个人在自己的罪面前都是像那个法庭上为罪犯辩护的律师一样。
All of us become like an advocate for the criminals in the court.
在为这个罪犯辩护的律师有什么特点？
The advocates for these criminals.What are their characteristics?
明明知道他有罪，还替他辩。
They know in their heart that person is a sinful, commit that sin, but still they want to defend that person.
今天我们在神面前就是这样。
Before God, we're like that advocate.
我们明明知道自己有罪。
We know in our heart we're sinful. We know we've committed sin.
但是却替自己辩。
But we defend ourselves.
这些是我们的稀奇。
So we're amazed at all these things.
我们还有很多的稀奇。
And we're amazed at all other things as well.
但是我们会觉得还是有很多的稀奇。
And there's more amazing things to come.
可是耶稣说什么？
But Lord Jesus said this.
说你们必须重生。
Jesus says you must be born again.
必须。
Must.
没有任何途径。
There's no exception.
必须要重生。
You must be born again.
这是唯一的出路。
There's only hope.
主耶稣在后来一直讲到的都是人怎么样才能重生。
And in the following sessions, Jesus talked about how a person can be born again.
主耶稣讲到自己说是跟他们讲你们，我跟你们说地上的事你们尚且不信。
Jesus says I talk about things on the earth you still don't believe.
天上的事你们怎么能信呢？
How can you believe if I talk about heavenly things?
而除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子以外，没有人上过天。
No one has ascended into heaven.
难道
except the one who descended from heaven.
难道人就没有得救的办法了吗？
So is there any hope for us to be saved?
在罗马书里他告诉我们非常的清楚。
In the Romans, it tells us very clearly.
这个得救的义
this, the righteousness from the salvation.
不需要我们上天去把它取下来。
Does not need us to ascend to heaven to get it.
也不需要我们下阴间去把它带上。
Does not need us to descend to the hell to get it.
乃在我们的口中，在我们的心里。
It is in our mouth, it's in our heart.
只要口里承认，心里相信，他就必得救。
As long as with our mouth we confess and with our heart we believe, we'll be saved.
只要口里承认，心里相信，他就必得救。
With our mouth, if we confess, with our heart, we will believe, and we can be saved.
这时候尼哥底母似乎还是有问题。
But at this time, Nicodemus still has some questions.
所以他就给他讲了一个旧，他们非常熟悉的旧约故事。
So Jesus told him about the story that he was very familiar with.
就是摩西在旷野举蛇。
That Moses lifted up the serpents in the wilderness.
我们知道哈，这个是以色列人非常熟悉的一个故事，在民数记里头记载。
We know that all Jews are very familiar with this story because
当神带他们在旷野里头恩待他们。
The how God showed His mercy on them.
白天有云柱。
In the day there was a column of cloud.
晚上有火柱。
In the night there was a column of fire.
他们饿了有什么吃？有玛纳吃。
When they're hungry.Yeah, they were fed with the manna.
他们渴了有什么喝？
When they're hungry, what do they drink?
有人说那是矿泉水。
Some people say this is water from a wilderness.
因为从石头里流出来。
Because it came from the stone.
可是这些以色列人呢还埋怨。
But Israel continued to complain.
这个神呢就使这火蛇进到他们中间。
So God sent the fiery serpents among them.
这个他们被火蛇咬了以后呢就一定会死。
And when they were bit by the serpents, they will die.
而且有很多的人被咬。
And many people were bitten.
结果这些以色列人就慌了。
So Israel became panicked.
他们就求摩西说，摩西啊，你快向神求给我们一个解救的方法。
So they asked Moses to ask Lord give them a help.
人就是这样。
It's like us.
不见棺材不落泪。
Until we see the end of us, we will not repent.
但是他们来求摩西的时候，摩西就祷告神。
So they came to ask Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord.
神说有办法。
Suggest your help.
你造一个铜蛇。
You made a, why don't you make a bronze serpent?
把它挂在木头上。
And hanging on the pole.
凡是怕死愿意得医治的，就看一眼这个蛇，就可以得医治。
Whoever wants to be healed, and they can only just look at this serpent.
这是一个预表。
This is a type.
这是预表到主耶稣被钉十字架。
This type telling us about the Lord Jesus crucified.
这个木头就是新约的十字架。
This pole is a New Testament cross.
那个铜蛇就是主耶稣。
The bronze serpent is Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他有蛇铜蛇有没有那个火蛇的样子
？We know that the bronze serpent has the likeness of the real serpent.
主耶稣有没有取了罪人的样式
？The Lord Jesus take the form of sinners.
那个铜蛇有没有火蛇的毒
？But that bronze serpent does not contain the poison of that serpent.
那个铜蛇是没有毒的。
We know the bronze does not have poison.
主耶稣虽然有人的有罪人的样子，但是他没有罪。
So Lord Jesus took the form of man, but he does not have the sin of man.
那个铜蛇是一个受诅咒的一个形象。
We know that the serpent was a creature.That was cursed.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上也成了罪的诅咒的形象。
So our Lord Jesus, when he hung up the cross, he became a curse for us.
旧约的时候被火蛇咬了，你怎么样就能活？
So if once you're bitten, once you're bit by the serpent, how can you be saved?
他一望就能活。
By looking at the serpent.
在新约里头是怎么样？一信就能活。
In the New Testament, once you believe, you'll be saved.
所以借着这两个
symbol,
十字架是医院医疗的标志，抢救的标志。
Cross, stand for the symbol of rescue.
虽然这件事情发生在很久，但是今天 在世界各地却被留习下来。
Even the real story happened long ago, but their impact still remains here.
所以最后十六节的时候告诉我们，神爱世人。
So in verse 16, he says, "For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
that He gave His only begotten Son,
叫一切信他的
that whoever believes,
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，把他的爱子赏给我们。
God so loved us that He gave us His own begotten Son.
我们要想得他这个生命，只有信。
If you want to have this life, the only way you need to do is to believe.
不是我们要受了师父的教导，要做什么，要行什么。
It's not just receive instruction what you do.
乃是就是信。
It is believe.
因为我们做不出来。
Because we cannot perform, carry it out.
神的爱是何等的大。
How great is God's love?
神不仅爱我们。
Not only He loves us.
神爱他的爱子。
He loves His Son.
他最爱的就是他的爱子。
The one who He loved most is His Son.
只有他的爱子能救我们。
Only His Son can save us.
所以他只有舍了他的爱子来给我们。
So He sent His only begotten Son to us to save us.
我们今天得到的不只是一个永生。
Not only we receive eternal life,
我们得的乃是神的爱子。
We also receive God's Son.
我们得到的是主耶稣。
We receive the Lord Jesus.
这是一个生命。
This is a life.
这是一个重生的生命。
This is a life of rebirth.
这是一个复活的生命。
This is a life of resurrection.
这是一个永生的生命。
This is an eternal life.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
凡寻找的就让他寻见。
Those who seek will be found.
叩门的就给他开门。
Those who knock will be open. Door will be open.
尼哥底母寻找。
Nicodemus seeks.
他有没有寻找？
Did he find?
他有没有寻找？他有没有寻找到？
Did he find the Lord? Did he find what he wants?
虽然在这段没有记载。
Even though in this passage it's not recorded.
但是在约翰福音十九章记载到。
But in the 19th chapter that it is recorded,
他是寻找到的人。
He is the person who found it.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
尼哥底母找到了。
Nicodemus found it.
那我要问你，你找到了没有？
Let me ask you, did you find it?
你找到了没有
？Did you find it?
我们下面一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
哦，恩主，我们实在是感谢你。
Oh, gracious Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你实在是爱世人。
Because you truly love the world.
你爱他们到一个地步。
You love them to such a point.
把独生爱子赏赐给他们。
You give your only begotten Son to us.
叫一切信他们。
So that whoever believes.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
我们今天这些属你的人都被你寻找到。
Today, those belong to you are found by you.
我们都得到了这个永生。
We all receive this eternal life.
我们在这个时候实在是再一次把每一位慕道的朋友都仰望在你的面前。
At this moment, we truly look to you for these gospel friends.
愿他们有一颗心来寻找。
May they have a heart to seek you.
主啊，实在是求你保守他们。
Oh, may you keep them.
恩待他们。
Oh, bless them.
让他们知道这世界上有神。
Let them know that there is God in this world.
让他们知道自己落在这个光景里头，在这个光景里头不能自拔。
Let them know they are in the depths of sin that they cannot save themselves.
让他们需要仰望你在十字架上所成就的救恩。
Let them know that they need to look to the salvation on through the cross.
让他们知道只有得到你那复活的生命才能有永生。
And let them know that only through the resurrection life that we can have eternal life.
求主保守他们。
Oh, may you keep them.
让他们有一颗心来寻找你。
May they have a heart that seek you.
让他们有一颗心来信靠。
So they can have a heart to believe in you.
让他们有一颗心来接受你。
Let them have a heart that can receive you.
当他们来到你面前的时候，你就按照你的应许，凡寻找的就必寻见。
When they come to you, based on your promise that everyone who seek will be found.
叩门的就给他开门。
And those who knock, the door will be open.
有永生的生命就进到他们的里边。
And the eternal life will enter their heart.
我们虽然信息要结束。
Even though the message will end here.
但是你自己圣灵的工作却不结束。
But the work of Holy Spirit will continue.
你让他们实在是有那得救的喜乐，赦罪的平安。
So may they receive you and have this peace of salvation and joy of forgiveness.
你保守我们。
May you keep all of us.
恩待他们。
And have a mercy on them.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.